Sean. They want him.
Hold me back, Sean! Goodness gracious! Devin White!
What is up, guys? I'm Ty Yeager. Usually here on Talk Radio 1190, we do this step back, which is going to be on at 5 p.m. Central, same time where Matt's going to be joining. And we're going to talk all sorts of stuff going on, especially we got NFL today and everything. It's pretty awesome. But, so what I'm doing today for the next 20 minutes is I got time to kill. I need to kill some time and talk some NBA. But we got a lot in the NBA coming up, especially with Christmas going in about 2 to 3 days. We're running the Christmas Day games on the Wednesday. And there's just so many different storylines that are going on right now within the NBA itself. And it's pretty damn interesting. But before I'm going to hopefully I'll get someone to join me. Hopefully I'll have Jeff Garcia of the Spurs Zone, who works down in San Antonio and covers the San Antonio Spurs, where he Spurs Zone with News 4 San Antonio down there. But I'm going to go ahead and get started with Giannis Antetokounmpo. This dude, he is, if you don't know who Giannis Antetokounmpo is, you honestly have been living under a rock when it comes to NBA. It's a whole lot of fun whenever you watch this dude. And they went up against the Lakers, and they just blew out the Lakers. The Lakers, I want to say blown out, but they had a really good showing against them, I want to say Thursday night, where Giannis just said, no, I'm going to be the king now. And Giannis, and also he's developed a three-point shot, which is even more dangerous. Yeah, the Bucks won 111-104 against the Lakers, which those are the two best teams in the league. And people were thinking, the Lakers are probably the best team. However, the Lakers have no bench, and that really showed against a really good Bucks team. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points on 57% shooting, took 8 three attempts and making 5 for 62 from deep, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. That's Giannis for you. He's going to do it all. He can do anything he wants whenever he comes to that game. And it really doesn't help whenever you have a guy that's like maybe 6'10", 6'9", and just a whole lot of muscle. I think Giannis is one of the best. He could be one of the best players in this league, especially being an all-around player if he develops. If that three-point shot is consistent, this dude will be able to score from anywhere on the floor. And you guys say he won the MVP for a reason last season, and he's got a tough competition this year when it comes to winning the MVP, because you still got LeBron, who's doing really well. You have Anthony Davis being in the top for some reason. I honestly don't think that's true. You just have LeBron and AD. But between those two, you can't really have an MVP, in my opinion. I think the real competition is going to be Luka Doncic. I think the hometown hero over here in Dallas. And I like Luka because that team is really good when Luka's on the floor. And they're still damn good when Luka's not on the floor, because KP's been showing up. He's had, I want to say, four games of back-to-back double-doubles. And he's also just taking KP is just taking shots from the logo. He's taking shots from the logo, and he is 7'3". That's crazy. And it's like, how do you stop this man? How do you stop KP? Because you can't. It's impossible to stop Kristaps Porzingis if he has that ball and he's just going to shoot it. If you give him space, he's going to take it and he's just going to finish. And then also, if you let him drive, he's going to dunk all over you. He's kind of like Giannis, but just a little slower. He is definitely bigger than Giannis at 7'3". And he definitely plays more of that power forward center position. But if you give Kristaps a really good team around him, unlike the Knicks did, he's going to do wonders. He has players to work off of here in Dallas. And especially, even if he has Luka or doesn't have Luka, he's still got good guys to work around. Look at Tim Hardaway Jr., who's just scoring out of his mind. One of the best shooters in the league currently. just the way that he plays the game. He makes it look easy himself. And there's a reason the Mavs are a great team right now. And I think they're one of the more underrated teams in this league currently. Just look, they have the best offensive rating in the league by far. There's no one's coming even close to comparing to the offensive firepower that team has. They do have a middle-of-the-road defense, but that defense can do fine if you just needed to really defend a good team when you have an offense that's outscoring and outmaneuvering teams by a mile. You just need to kind of a middle-of-the-road defense. You don't need a great defense when you have an offense this good. It's great. If you want to call in for the next 15 minutes, the number is 214-787-1190, 214-787-1190. If you want to call to At The Line Live, because this is what I do. I do At The Line. It's a podcast I have. If you want to listen to it, go to atthelinepodcast.com. Figure out all the different websites, because we cover more Spurs than anything on that podcast. So if you're a really big Spurs fan, you're looking for something to listen to, atthelinepodcast.com is going to be where you want to go, or you can follow us on Twitter, @thelinepod. You can follow me on Twitter as well, Ty Jaeger Radio. That's Ty, J-A-G-E-R Radio. And make sure to follow my co-host, Mac Penn Media, @MacPennMedia, who is Mac Pena, my co-host over there. And then if you want to listen to the Step Back, where we're going to talk more general sports, might go into more NBA talk as well, and talk about the current Saturday three games that we got going on for the NFL. That's going to be the Step Back here on Talk Radio 1190 at 5 p.m. So tonight's slate of games, we got a good run of games tonight for when it comes to the NBA. One game I'm going to be watching is going to be the Spurs. I want to say the Clippers at Spurs. Yeah, I was trying to think of where it was, but Kawhi's coming back to San Antonio, I believe. San Antonio will be in... I want to say they'll be in... Yeah, no, it looks like... Sorry, I'm like all over the place right now. It looks like the Clippers will be in San Antonio. Kawhi making his second match against the Spurs this season. The last time these two teams went up against each other, Spurs got a surprising win, 107-97, and really held Kawhi limited Kawhi that game. And that's coming from a Spurs that does not have a great defense, probably a horrid defense, honestly, in my opinion. And it's not like this team's horrible. This team can be really good. And I'm going to say that whenever we have Jeff Garcia coming on to the show. Game that's about to start really up soon, actually in the next 15 minutes at 4 o'clock Central, is the Utah Jazz at the Charlotte Hornets. The Jazz have been kind of a disappointment. This team is really well built, has really good depth, but just hasn't been showing up. And I think injuries have been hurting them a lot lately as well. But they're going against the Charlotte Hornets, which the Charlotte Hornets, not much out of there. I'm just going to say MJ is probably the worst owner when it comes to team operation. James Dolan is the worst owner in all sports. I think we can all agree with that. James Dolan is one of the worst sports owners there could be, but Michael Jordan just doesn't know really how to operate that team properly. And I mean by properly where they're wasting contracts. They have really horrible contracts. You have Terry Rozier and Nicholas Batum, I believe, tied up to a good amount of money. And then you have your one draftee that was probably your best drafted player in probably the only franchise since Michael Jordan took over, in Kemba Walker. And this dude is a max money. He's an all-star. He is a really great talent. And you don't give him the max? What the hell are you doing? And that's like your only all-star. That's a guy that you can build your franchise around, and you don't even think about giving him the max? What are you doing? What are you doing? That's just incompetence, I would say. I gotta laugh at them. Because it's just ridiculous if you don't offer Kemba Walker a max. And that's why he left. That's why he went to the Celtics. And the Celtics are one of the better teams in the league now. Probably one of the best teams in the... Definitely one of the best teams in the East. And definitely could have a championship run if they really start finding their way and can actually go up against Giannis. Problem is, Celtics need a big, and they could easily find one within some trades, but that's something that they really need to find a good rim protector to help them out. In our game, good game tonight, Minnesota at the Blazers. Blazers are finding some life finally after having a very horrid start. Just couldn't get anything going. They signed Melo, and I think they just start finding their rhythm. I think the injury bugs have over for them, and they've won three straight so far. CJ and Dame look like the normal selves again. Dame could have a sneaky MVP candidate season this season, especially if they find themselves in a mid-tier seed, I would say. I think they could easily find themselves getting a run. But it looks interesting. I think that Minnesota is a good team. They still got Karl Anthony Towns. They are still missing that point guard, and they are looking on the market for a point guard. So it should be interesting of what they could do. But it's going to be interesting. That's going to be two interesting teams, I'd say, keep an eye out for.
Hey, this is Jeff Garcia. If you're looking for the best coverage when it comes to your silver and black, look no further than to the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. From articles to podcasts and everything in between, make sure to go to the Spurs Zone and follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone.
Jeff Garcia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You are live, by the way. Thank you for joining me. This is Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 of the Spurs Zone. He is joining us from the phone at Subway, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll just pop it in to get us something to eat really fast. Excuse the background noise.
I don't mind. It's a phone. We don't expect much with the phone call. But thank you for joining me. I was just talking to some NBA. We are here live in Dallas on Talk Radio 1190, and you cover the Spurs. And I saved some Spurs because the Spurs got a good matchup tonight. They're going up against the Los Angeles Clippers in San Antonio once again. Last time they met, it was a win for San Antonio. That was a big surprise, and San Antonio is kind of one of the subpar teams in the league currently. What are you expecting out of this Clippers-Spurs game tonight?
I'm expecting another close matchup, at least for a good chunk of the game until maybe late in the game. Look, the Clippers, although their record is impressive, but they have shown some signs of some ebbs and flows during a recent game. Now, the Spurs, they have been winning of late. Shocking, right? I think they're four of their last six, I believe. Ty, you can help me on that.
Yes, they are four in their last six.
Yes. So they're kind of on a little bit of a roll right now. They closed out a game against the Nets. They showed some good defense in the second half to rally from a 20-plus point deficit to get the win over Brooklyn. Now, there's Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, that's one of the bigger storylines is that he never wanted San Antonio since the trade, whether that be in Toronto or L.A. with the Clippers. He is now making his third attempt to try to get a W on his old court. I think the Spurs, lately since that trade, they always seem to play up for this game. Whenever it's him, the fans are into it. There's a lot of booing and hissing towards Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, I get why. But the Spurs seem to rally behind that. I'm expecting another great game, and I think it will come down to that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree. The Spurs team has been on a roll, and they've been showing some life as of lately. And it might be a change through the rotations. The rotations have been slightly different, yet there are still some maddening times of where the Spurs will get a win, but it's still like, what are you doing with these rotations and playing Marco Bellinelli at the four? That's weird to me, but again, like you said, they did great last time when they went against the Clippers, and they could easily have another great game tonight if they are really at 100%. DeJounte Murray, though, he's coming off his minute restrictions finally, and he has shown a whole lot of new life coming off those minute restrictions and playing some full minutes now.
Yeah, and then not only is DeJounte playing better now that he's off the minutes restrictions, the Spurs offensively have also doing well. I know it's a small sample size in December, but at least in seven games, the Spurs are now averaging 9 steals per game, and they're averaging over close to 7 blocks per game, 6.7 in the month of December. Also, shocking, the Spurs are actually pretty good at making some threes in this month. They're averaging about 10.3 three-point makes per game through seven in December. DeJounte Murray, you're right. He's looking much better. He's looking a lot more aggressive. He looks like, and I think the minute restriction being lifted helps because he needs to get a rhythm. You can almost forgive him offensively for kind of having ebbs and flows on that end of the court because he was yanked in and out, and you know, benched in the fourth quarter because, oh, you met your minutes, you're done for the night. I think you should see his offense pick up. His defense is still there, so credit to him. But, yeah, the Clippers, look, in the last four games, they're 1-3, so maybe the Spurs are catching them at the right time.
Yeah, they're coming off a loss against the Houston Rockets where they just Russell Westbrook went off on them. And I think Spurs know how that feels. But like going back to what you were saying about DeJounte, he boasts the team's best defensive ranking at 106. And right behind him is Jakob Poeltl. And I think all of Spurs fans know who Jakob Poeltl is, but I'm not sure that the general public knows. He's a guy that the Spurs got in the DeMar Kawhi trade. And it just kind of seemed like a secondary piece because for money matching and all that. But he's been very impressive, especially in his past 10 games, where he's had a total of 25 blocks in the past 10 games alone.
Yeah, defense has been an issue for San Antonio since the start of the season. And he's been one of the better bright spots on that end of the court. You mentioned the blocks. There's also the fact that he can, you know, he can allow LaMarcus Aldridge to maybe worry more about his offense and play some defense while he mans the paint. Look, rim protection is big right now, and the Spurs, at least in Yaka, they have it, but they don't really have depth at it. They really can't rely on LMA historically and career-wise. He's never been a shot blocker. So you like the fact that Poeltl is bringing that aspect to the court. And let's just not forget, the Spurs are very thin at the big man department. So kudos on Yaka. Per Synergy Sports recently, they released some of their metrics and calculations. And you need a PhD when you go into Synergy Sports, put it that way. But nevertheless, just whenever a field goal shot is made around him, near him, in the paint, he's holding opponents to 39% shooting. So that's really good.
Yeah, and him and LaMarcus Aldridge are in like the top 15 when it comes to blocks in the league. And that's very surprising because we don't really think of LMA as a rim protector, but he's been pretty decent as of late. There are still some doubts in my mind that he's not really doing it consistently and he's not fighting for boards. I've really had a big issue with his motor as of late where he's just not fighting for boards, and it's really showing sometimes, especially in the last game against Brooklyn. I saw like three or four times where he just didn't even bother going up for a putback, for contestion, just trying to get the ball in some way. And that's been one of my real issues with the Spurs team as of late. What's been one of your issues with this Spurs team?
Really just playing down to opponents and not really just putting out teams that they really should put out. DeMar DeRozan in a recent game openly admitted that, saying that there are times where they play down to their competition. And I don't like that. When you have a team comprised of DeMar DeRozan, Marcus Aldridge, Popovich on the sideline, just look competitive. You don't want to see that. You know, their record could be a lot better. I still argue they should be at least close to 500 or at 500 right now. There are a lot of games they should not have lost this season. I think most recently is the Houston. There is no excuse for them to blow a 20-plus point lead. If DeMar DeRozan just met his season averages, this would have won. So, again, that's my biggest frustration with his team. It's almost a laundry list now, but if I had to rank them, that would be number one, just the inconsistency that his team has shown.
Yeah, and then throw in inconsistency with just some poor rotations, poor choices and player personnel when it comes to putting them on the court. That's been one of my biggest issues, I think, since the beginning of the season, when we saw we were seeing Lonnie Walker not getting any minutes. We were seeing DeJounte still in minute restrictions, and we just haven't seen Derek White and DeJounte on the court at the same time, which was the rotation we thought would be the main key player when going into this season. But we saw an interview with Bill Land post game last against Brooklyn, and it says that Derek White was kind of having a lingering injury, I would say, with his foot for the past few month or so. But Pop says that he's 100% now. Do you think that's going to result in some better play from the Spurs overall with Derek White being at full health?
Most definitely. And Derek White emerged late last season, right around the tail end of the Golden Road Trip. He continued that through the postseason. And we really haven't seen that. It was Derek White spoke to me and the rest of the media in New York City when the Spurs played the Knicks. And that's where he mentioned that his inconsistency is because of this injury. And as a matter of fact, the last time they played Memphis, I forget when that was, but he said that's when the injury happened, and he's been fighting this pain since. So hopefully now that he's okay, we'll see a little bit more of the DUI that we saw late last season. And one thing that has been showing up little by little is the pairing of Murray and White on the court at the same time. We saw a little bit of that in the last game. It's starting to come there. And I think Pop is going to have to realize that's his best approach when it comes to your starting guard position.
Definitely. Well, thank you again for coming on, Jeff. Where can they find find you on Twitter, and where can they find all your content?
Yeah, definitely go to the Spurs Zone Esports San Antonio, Fox 29, SanAntonio.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Yeah, follow me and let's talk some Spurs.
All right, thanks again, Jeff. I'll be in contact with you. We'll probably be talking during the game tonight because, again, it's Kawhi that's coming to town for a second time this season, which means we get double the fun at booing him.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. And maybe fans haven't forgot what Paul George recently said about being a small town. Don't forget about that, listeners.
All right. I don't trust Paul George after he left to OKC. So,
all right, Ty. Well, thanks for having me on, Ty. I appreciate
no
it.
No problem. You have a good day, man.
Bye bye.
All right, again, that's Jeff Garcia of Jeff G Spurs Zone on Twitter. You can find him there. You can find me on Twitter at Ty Yeager Radio, and you can find At the Line on At the Line Pod on Twitter or atthelinepodcast.com. The Step Back will be here on F5. We'll see you guys next time here on Talk Radio 1190.